Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, I got shows coming up, people, and I really want to see you there. So let me give you some specifics so you can get tickets and make plans. October 14th to October 16th, I'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at the Improv. And then on November 5th, I'll be in Bensalem, Pennsylvania at Parks Casino. More shows are always being added, so just keep checking RussellPeters.com for updates. Now, please enjoy the show.
Remember that little Kilkenny castle? And they put you in that little hotel right across. Well, you were probably staying in the fucking castle.
No.
But they put you right across the way.
No, I used to do it when I was broke. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And he said, "Tis pussy, tis brilliant." And I was like, get a load of this,
tis pussy.
Motherfucker.
Well, were you fucking him in the 1400s? Tis pussy.
I am like fucking medieval. Tis pussy, tis brilliant.
I'd be like, dude, a gypsy. That's what it is. Like, I started watching the Netflix, the documentary about gypsies. You ever been around them? Them what gypsies? Gypsies. Gypsies, they don't give a fuck. Oh, gypsies, like, they sleep with everybody.
Where did gypsies originate from?
Romania.
Was it Romania?
Yeah, Romania, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody told me India.
You know their lot in life when they say, oh, gypsies steal this bullshit and that. That is their lot in life.
Not
they
images,
truly believe that they are of a lower
India.
You know that, right? India has that the class system.
Look, gypsies right? originated in India.
Oh, they did?
Holy shit.
There you go, Russell.
Wow.
Something to be proud of there.
So are you a gypsy? Or
no, I guess I'm not. So. But
so. That's like, pretty wild.
That's where martial arts started from.
India?
Uh-huh.
You're welcome, guys.
Wow, learning a lot. And I just thought it was Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's an experience.
Buddha's from India.
Who cares?
Course,
I don't care any of that shit.
I knew
I'm gonna have something to brag about. Modern Buddha,
a statue that you can get at Marshalls for $16.99. Get the fuck out of here! Buying that fucking Buddha and believing that shit's bringing anything.
No, I don't say I'm believing it, but I got to brag about something.
Talk that shit. I don't know, man. I think just
Roma. Yeah, Roma. That's what they're called. They really, truly believe in France when I was there. That was another boyfriend. But I relate all my stories of travel to what guy I was
okay,
with. Exactly.
That's all right.
Because comedy doesn't pay shit. But I did get around this fucking world. These young girls, like I said, they fuck for nothing. I mean, I fucked for travel. I got a lot of fucking
hilarious.
You know, a lot of young girls will fuck for a flight.
They would.
Hey, your wife's inside. What the fuck's wrong with
not
you?
Not now, before.
Oh.
He past said, not tense. Now.
Oh, they fuck for anything. I should have been a prostitute.
When I was out there hoovering.
No.
When I was just a young hooer.
Mm.
But comics, no matter, you guys have always gotten laid. Always. I couldn't imagine. If I ever hear a fucking sob story from some male comic, I'll punch him right in the face. I swear to God. You guys get laid. It doesn't matter what the fuck you look like.
Yeah, we do.
When I met Russell the first time, I was doing the show in Montreal with Slayton and...
Love Slayton.
Oh, fuck. Who doesn't love Slayton? But I was doing... with Slayton, Ralphie May, and Brad Williams.
The midget nigga?
Exactly.
Wait, the midget.
But wait, let me tell you what the fucking worst thing was as a female and an older one, because I was already 50. I was 50.
Okay.
Walking in the green room night after night and seeing these two fucks getting groupies every fucking night. Ralphie Mae's there. Rest in pizza, motherfucker. So he's sitting there.
Rest in pizza?
Rest in pizza.
Whatever food he liked. One time he gave me a ride from the Laugh Factory to the Comedy Store. And I go, what the fuck? Your truck smells like a fucking Taco Bell. The fuck is this? I couldn't even get in with all the fast food trash. Said, you know what, motherfucker, I'm walking. Anyway, Ralphie Mae and Brad Williams are in the green room. Slayton has his own room. It's those three and me and maybe Mike Wilmot, you know?
Mike Wilmot, yeah.
Okay. So, and I'm always the only chick on the fucking Nasty Show, so whatever. I walk
but
in.
But you're funny, though, so you gotta be on a Nasty
oh,
Show.
Oh, you, oh. I don't think you have to be that funny. That was like a fucking carnival. You got the fat guy, the fucking midget, and they're both getting fucking laid night after night. I walk in and Brad Williams' little feet like this.
Dangling?
How the fuck? Not dangling. They're straight. Just dangling is when you have long feet. These motherfuckers like this and he's got a girl. Okay, give me the fuck. I was so fucked up during that show. Let me tell you that. I couldn't drink enough to say, this is Carneyville. I got to get the fuck out of here. The funniest thing was, you know that alley behind Club Soda in Montreal?
He talking to you.
Turned into all
Junkieville.
Junkieville. So there's like, I mean, straight. It's
dope fiends.
Dope. I mean, they're shaking and they run back to the dealer and he's sitting back there. I thought. Oh, and they'd come back to the dealer like they get a $5 and they bring it back and that he hits them or what? I mean, I saw it all. And then one lady came in the package.
What the fuck?
She had like a jogging suit on. I mean, she looked, she wasn't all the way there yet. She still had a place to go and clean up sometimes, I think. But you know me, when I drink and have fun and do comedy, I don't look at motherfuckers very closely. We were talking about that. I brought her in the green room because I thought that was Slayton's wife.
Hilarious.
Okay. How the fuck you pull that off?
Well, it's the alley to the back. So,
yeah, because that's how you get into the club.
She looked like a little blondie. You know, she still had the looks about her. She wasn't all. But then I go, oh, would you like, you know, whatever, whiskey, whatever, a beer? Oh, I'd love a beer. And I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. Slayton's wife must really like beer. Okay, so I like beer. But she was really, can I get two? And then I was laughing. I was like, wow, like maybe Slayton doesn't hook her up or something.
Slayton didn't like his bitches back. Drinking.
I brought the crackhead inside, and everybody was like, I was like, that's Slayton's wife. And she was happy as a clam in the night, man. I hooked her up. I let her stay back there all fucking happy night. If I have to watch a midget and a fucking fat guy get laid, it's the least I can fucking do.
I had, this was in Toronto, must have been like 92, 93. 93, actually.
Toronto existed in 92, 93?
Yeah, it was still there then, yeah. And I was driving through this one part of town that's like known for crackheads, right?
Wait, y'all had crackheads?
Yeah, what do you think? You're the only fucking place that had problems?
Yeah, I think we're the only place in the United States. Right?
It's called Parkdale. Parkdale. I was driving through Parkdale, and I had my Saturn, and it was summertime.
Whoa.
My car.
Saturn?
The car, Saturn.
The car. Two-door?
Four-door. I didn't have money for a two-door. And I had the base model, so I had all the windows rolled down because I didn't have air conditioning. It was summertime. And I had my music playing loud. I put a little sub in the back of the car.
And you still were getting laid, right?
Well, yeah.
See, that's what I mean. Okay. In so a fucking Saturn.
I pull up at a red light, and there's this cute black girl at the mixed girl. She's standing at the corner. And I got at the bus stop, and I got my music playing loud, and I look over, and she smiles at me, and I go, hey, what's up? Where you going? And she goes, I'm going to my uncle's. I go, okay, hop in. So she hops in. I go, where does he live? He goes, down the road. And then she goes, you mind if I smoke? And I had my windows up. And I go, yeah, go for it. She pulls out a fucking asthma inhaler with tinfoil on it, puts a rock on it, and starts lighting up a piece of crack. And I'm like, hey, what the fuck you doing? She goes, I know, it's a bad habit. I go, that's not a bad habit. Smoking's a bad habit. You're doing fucking crack in my car.
It probably came with the Saturn.
No. That would have been a bonus model.
She probably I got it out of your glove box.
At the time, I was selling weeds. I go, smoke some weeds. He goes, you got any? And I go, yeah.
You were selling dope.
I was selling was just weed. It wasn't
no,
dope.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's, oh, get off.
I was selling weed.
No, I'm just saying it's dope.
That's not dope.
I like you, man. You sell dope.
So
right,
I take her to her uncle's
house.
She's
wearing a pin pack, for Christ's sakes.
Take her to her uncle's house. And she goes, my uncle might want some weed, too. So I'm like, all right. So I go up in his shady-ass fucking apartment. Knock on the door to her uncle. Who the fuck's that with you? I go, he's a friend of mine. Do you want some weed? Yeah, yeah. Come in. Bring him in. Like, sell this motherfucker some weed. And I'm like, I'm going to get shot or stabbed in this motherfucker right now. I sold this dude the weed and I bounced right away. It was a little scary. But it was just funny to see a fine bitch doing crack right beside you. You're like, what? I wanted to fuck you until then.
So wait
but
a
she
minute.
Don't.
He has, standards.
If she was ugly, you wouldn't have brought her in?
No.
If she was ugly, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing wrong with ugly chicks. You know what ugly chicks do that pretty chicks don't do? Everything. Come on. Salute.
Oh, they salute. I'm not cheering your fucking ass for that.
Ugly chicks do whatever pretty chicks don't do. That's what I heard. And then when I saw it, I was like, holy shit. Ugly chicks don't bring their dignity and integrity.
I'm 22 years old. I'm just driving around, and I wasn't expecting to meet a chick. So when a cute one shows up and smiles and jumps in your car, you're like, well, all right. Yeah. Then when she lights up a piece of crack, you're like, well, all right.
Oh, I noticed you said light skin, too. So couldn't it be a dark bitch?
No, she was mixed. She was mixed.
Yeah,
she
mixed.
Yeah, she was mixed. Black and whatever.
Yeah, it's black. Yeah, I get it. But I don't know. I think when you
I swear I must have been an old black man in another life because I've always fucking gone around and had free drinks everywhere. I drove a 66 Cadillac and bitches always want to fuck me. I don't know what it is.
Like, people love this motherfucker, man. Like,
girls do. One girl I had to, what is that called when you jump in the audience? Remember when, Jay Davis had his show at that, what was that bar on Sunset? The Mosh Pit.
This the name of the club was the Mosh Pit?
He had.
No, it was Yankee Doodle on Sunset.
He did Dublin's? The Mosh Pit.
Yes, remember?
I never did Dublin's.
Up? Yeah, you're too fucking big. Don't
No,
drag,
it ended in 2005. I didn't move in 2006.
It did, yeah.
Jay Davis had that room. But anyway, some chick was up there, 19, licking her lips at my foot, and I just fucking mosh pitted that bitch. I was like, oh my God, I'm too old. Yeah, there it is.
That's it.
It stops.
You know, all the good bars in Hollywood are gone.
There's no good fucking dive bars.
Coach and Horses. Y'all don't like the Dime?
I've never been
there.
Have you? Or the Mint?
The Dime's okay.
The Mint's cool. Is it still there?
Yeah, it's on.
What about the Dresden in Los Feliz? Is that still there? You ever gone to the Dresden? Yeah, that's amazing. Elaine and what is her name? Elaine
I don't even
and...
think they're alive. I think those are two Paranormal Activity motherfuckers right there.
What's their names?
True. They're still alive?
Elaine and Marty.
Elaine and Marty. And they had their little Vegas shtick in there.
Oh, they were dope.
Yeah, but
staying
you know
alive.
What? All those places become like clicky.
That's what that was a song, OG?
They would do it as a lounge. Hey, Marty and Elaine, the Dresden.
Nice.
I remember coaching horses on Sunset, and we drove past the other night on my way to the Laugh Factory, and it was completely gone. Pig and Whistle's been cleaned out.
On really? Hollywood Boulevard, right?
On yeah. Sunset.
They gutted it. They're redoing. How do you do that to these authentic, classic fucking dive
bars? That's an LA thing. They just kill if it's old and we need to get rid of it and make
that's
it new and shiny.
That's too bad.
Yeah, well, it's like the tits and faces in this city, you know?
Tits and faces?
Yeah, tits and faces. It's always new.
The baby right there is dope.
Hey,
I
he
like
just did a
baby.
Cartwheel.
Whose baby is that?
That's Roy's son.
That's Lil Roy?
No, that's Jackson.
Man, bring the baby in here, man, because I
don't
want
he's
boys.
He's an Olympian.
No, the baby all right, man. He don't give a shit. Look, he just broke his back, and he's sitting there Indian style. Bring the baby in here,
don't
man.
Bring him out here. I hate kids. I was trying to sell this
I got
uterus.
Three boys,
I was
man.
Trying to sell this old uterus on the way to on the way to this podcast.
Yo, the baby brilliant.
By the way, can we start giving abortions in Walmart?
Yeah, he don't give a shit, man. That's
a
how
group,
I know you're
you
a daddy.
You gotta maybe get a Groupon for abortions.
That's how I know you guys are dead.
Stupid. Can you believe all that shit? What do you guys think? I want to know three males.
Come on,
listen. What you
listen,
think
I think
about?
I think it's insane. actually, that they're involved in what women should be doing with their bodies.
Old, white, powdery motherfuckers, right?
Yeah, who can't get a bitch pregnant in the first place.
He is running all through
the house. I have to tell you, when I was younger, I loved abortions.
Little brother, look at it. Little brother, little fuck, man.
He's still talking about the kid, and I'm trying to abort him.
The baby, all right, man. The baby is, he done opened up the refrigerator 7 times.
As you may or may not know, I've been doing jiu-jitsu for many years now. And after I've been training, I know I'm supposed to have protein, but I really hate protein shakes and all that nonsense. I don't want to drink a glass of chalk. Thank you very much. But I have found the most delicious way to get protein after being on the mats, and it's called Magic Spoon. It's this delicious cereal that has all the good stuff and none of the bad, so that it's beneficial in the morning or after a workout or really whenever you want it. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. It's only 140 calories a serving, and it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. The only thing it's not free is that it's not free. Plus, you can get a variety pack with some of the best flavors from your childhood, like cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. You know what I'm saying. Honestly, it does really remind me of cereals I've loved since I was a kid. But the difference is the Magic Spoon is super nutritious. I like to eat things that taste good, and it's awesome to find a healthy cereal that tastes as good as this one. Go to magicspoon.com/Peters to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code Peters at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/Peters and use the code Peters to save $5 off.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Where did the girl come from?
Why are you letting them in the house?
That's your daughter. That's my daughter.
Shouldn't they sleep outside? I didn't let in the house until I was like 8 years old. I slept outside with my German shepherd named Hobo in a tent. Me and my friends were cool with that shit.
And that's why we don't believe you're Jewish, because you had a German shepherd.
No, right?
That's hilarious.
I told you my mother's from the Lost Tribe. She was a fucking Jewish mother on welfare. And you'll love this part.
Come on.
We always had a fucking upright piano in the place with some old black boyfriend of hers playing that shit, tickling the ivories. Okay? And I'm eating government cheese. And I was pissed at this bitch. Mom, I was like, really?
He's tickling the ivories. Your mom's tickling the ebonies.
She was, let me tell you something about my mother. Was she put these Kardashian bitches to shame. I mean, we always had some old motherfucking name, Bill Cunningham or some shit coming off that.
Bill Cunningham.
Like Billy Cunningham from the
no
from the
shit.
Really?
Yes. Some of them had big, huge froze. I was just amazed. I was like, this bitch is blind and fucking eating government cheese. And we have entertainment in this fucking house? It was unbelievable. Can I tell you a true story about me and OJ?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's true. Absolutely.
Come on, Paul.
No, it's no bullshit. So I was doing a black club improv, but black night in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Dixon?
No, and no.
That's Marvin's room.
And I don't know who it was. Maybe. I don't know who's fucking
Hedley
night
Marvin
it was.
Dixon.
It was a long time ago, but OJ had been out and he had been living in Florida and doing his golfing and all that bullshit. So the taxi driver said, I said, I'm starving. I need a place to eat. Where do I? He said, you know, here, I'm going to tell you about this little French bistro. It's a locals place.
French?
So, yeah, just a little French.
In Miami?
It's only, Miami, one of the little Cuban neighborhoods. What's the little popular neighborhood?
The Haitian one?
Little Havana.
No, no, it's a popular she little fucking. Anyway,
Coconut
I go
Grove.
In. Yeah, thank you. Coconut Grove. So I'm sitting in there and it's all open to the front.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I don't pay attention to shit when I drink. So I'm drinking champagne and just enjoying my fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
In walks this blonde chick. First in walks this blonde chick and she sits. And the tables are, it's small, it's intimate, it's like this. So the tables are together, and she walks in, she has a little dog, like that little fucking pug I saw running around.
Yep.
And then she's holding it, it's got ribbons and all kinds of weird shit. And she's like a blind, and then I noticed the man who sits right next to me, the tables are only this far apart, has a very large fucking head and is black. But I have no idea because I'm not going to turn, right, mm-hmm. to acknowledge who the fuck is sitting there. That's kind of rude, okay?
Yeah.
So they start talking. A Hummer goes by. Everybody's waving. I'm like, Then I start listening in because I'm a Karen. I fucking start snooping.
You're really not a Karen.
I'm not a Karen.
Yeah,
you're not a Karen. I will fucking listen to something.
Yeah, you will listen.
So they were talking about golf and this and that. I kid you not, he dropped his fucking knife. I kid you not. And it's a little bistro. And you know when you're sitting next to somebody, but you haven't looked at them? So he drops it. And I go, like, should I pick it up? You know, I'm from the fucking gutter. I don't know what the fucking manners is or whatever. So I just go, oh. And he rises up. And that bitch was a Nicole lookalike. That was his little girlfriend with the fucking dog sitting across from me. And he looked me dead in the eye. And you know what I saw?
Maybe not dead in the eye.
You know what I saw?
What'd you say?
I saw two people behind that motherfucker. But he dropped his knife and his hands were, you know, remember he had that fucking shaky shit?
In Miami?
In Coconut Grove.
But he murdered, they claimed.
This was after when he went and he lived there and he had a little white girlfriend, looked just like Nicole.
Mm.
And then I was just
basically
like,
making the same mistake.
Yeah.
And then I just said,
taking another stab
bottle,
at it.
Bring me the bottle. But that's twice, what I'm talking about, bitches. Wait a minute. Because see?
Come on.
Okay, Grady, you come with on. That deep voice, you could probably kill a bitch and somebody will be waiting for you. They don't care. Women don't care and young women don't care. And it's celebrity. Don't tell me you don't get fucked because you kick people's ass.
That
don't tell
true.
Me you don't get fucked because you make
all
people
three of
laugh.
Us, we, yeah.
No,
yeah, exactly.
No.
Not you.
No.
He's been married for a long time.
No, comedians, like, or this is how it all works.
You mean I should have been in the
women
MMA
love,
all this time?
Men love. Women love. Men love me.
True.
Men love you?
Men love me.
Well, stop holding
when
those motherfuckers.
When he was sitting, I was like, that's Roy Nelson. I wasn't going to bother him. I wasn't going to say nothing, but I knew exactly who the fuck he was. I'm like, that's Roy Nelson.
But wait, are you talking about men really? Like, I'm not talking about.
No.
You're
no,
just talking about straight
no, they're
men
the ones
fucking.
Going, hey, will you take
yeah,
this
they idolize
my girl?
You. They idolize you.
Hey, will you hold my woman?
Yeah, because they all
want to
be
this with my woman? Hey.
Right.
Can I film you?
Right. I get it.
He said, can I film you?
If I push your ass, is that too much?
Right.
I mean, get in there.
Yeah, really go in. Don't, you know, don't just the tipper.
So you think that OJ did it?
Actually,
I'm gonna ask you. You're a white woman.
Judging by his knife control.
Don't judge me on because I'm a white woman.
Well, no, because I'm black. I'm with him. I'm with OJ.
I kind of think it was.
I'm with OJ.
You say it again.
I kind of think it was his son.
That's a very common theory.
Yeah.
I thought it was Mark Thurman.
What? The cop?
Yeah. Come on.
Pigs are dirty. Could have been behind.
Yeah. Pigs are dirty. So we don't trust pigs where we from. We don't fuck with no police. Unless they're our family. Other than that, we don't fuck with them.
He's from Chicago.
Yeah, we don't fuck with pigs. We be like, look at the glove. Look at this. Look at that. He's like, this is my auntie glove.
It didn't fit.
Yeah, it didn't fit. Man, come on. He got fullback running back hands. Ain't nobody listening to that nigga. Right?
I think the son, because I will tell you something.
He's a chef, right?
From being married and having kids who had to deal with a stepmom, because I never remarried. I was in the comedy one. They didn't fucking marry me. So not that I wanted it anyway. But stepmothers and that shit, I think he had something. The older son had something with, and then the white wife comes in and she's treated different and it's fucking... Not Beverly Hills. What's that enclave they lived in?
Brentwood.
Listen, I knew OJ was different when he was talking about he lived in Brentwood.
But wasn't the son really good at cutting up meat? Didn't he work in a restaurant?
Yes. He's a chef.
He's a chef.
Okay. Did OJ ever cut a steak? Probably not. Some white bitch did it for him.
Chewed it for him. And then fed him like a bird.
And fed him like a bird.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you like if I fed you a steak right now, Grady? He'd be like, I'll kill a bitch.
Well, we always think, we already know you thick as shit. All the comics, we'd be like, yo, Paula Bell thick. No. She thick like a black girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
What is the,
this is what we do. If you're assisting this in there, we'd be like,
thick
yo, shorty thick.
It's carbs.
That nigga 90. That nigga dead. We ain't listening to him, but what are you saying? He played with Johnny Unitas.
But isn't that a crazy fucking story? Yes. And that motherfucker dropped his fucking knife.
You think it was a knife?
I knew it was. I fucking saw it drop between our feet. And I went down like,
dropped it in front of you guys.
He was eating, dropped it, it fell. Butter knife
from the restaurant? No, it was actually the murder weapon. He had it on him.
It was probably a fucking... I never forget that shit. And you know what else I don't forget? That whole black audience had all those grills.
It was gold. Yeah, in Miami.
Remember all the grills?
He's in Florida.
Said, some Jewish dentist is laughing his fucking ass off.
He getting bread.
Right, what year was this?
Paid. 90? Who knows?
It was this 96?
Probably a past life. Who fucking knows? I don't know. But we never believed him.
Hey, wait, you were married. What was your husband? White, black?
Nobody knows. It was a paranormal.
Nobody knows.
He's a big fucking 6 foot tall fucking surfer. White. There you go. It was him without the beer gut.
Why you don't ask Roy? Do you have? Do you drink?
No,
no, Roy, he doesn't drink. You can tell he don't.
He doesn't. No, he drinks.
No, I did all my drinking up until I'm 30.
Wait, that wasn't Mountain Dew, was it?
Who's sponsoring? There's a lot of factors.
Talk that shit, bro.
But who I'm hanging out with? I don't drink just to drink. Why do you drink? It's like when I train. Training with a purpose.
So what is the purpose when you do drink? Because you drank some Snapple or Mountain Dew or something.
This is called water.
No, before I saw some red shit, motherfucker. I don't miss a beat.
That's mine.
That was his stuff.
He thinks I miss a beat.
Right? No.
My God.
Let's just say this. Did you think he done it?
I don't know. He acted guilty.
He did?
You don't think he acted guilty? That? Like with the chase and all that?
I was in my 20s when this little boy got in trouble. And I said to any black dude, if you deal with a white woman, she has to understand black culture. That means she has to live in the hood. She has to know what Doritos is with the cheese and the meat. If she don't fuck with that, you can't fuck her. Because she going, you know what I mean? She's going to turn states evidence.
What about gumbo and pig's feet? That shit doesn't matter anymore. Nobody cooks.
Women that like pig's feet, she down for the cause. She's down for the cause.
But you don't think maybe he, why was he scared? I mean, anybody knows if you get on the 405 at a certain hour, you can get lost.
That is true. And that was 96?
Four.
Four.
94.
God,
we graduate
so 94.
I graduate 94.
I am so
All right, there we go. I graduate 94. OJ looked guilty.
That's what I said. He acted guilty.
You said acted. I said look.
It's the same thing.
I didn't see that.
You said acting.
It's the same thing. I saw him always running through luggage commercials and shit. Yeah, remember that?
But that was through Leslie Nielsen. That wasn't through him.
No, no. He had a Hertz commercial in the 70s.
Yeah.
No, I think the Sun did it. I really do. I think the Sun did it.
I've heard that theory a lot.
Yeah. I think the Sun did it, and he covered.
So you think the Sun killed for the daddy?
Yeah, I think there was some kind of family melee, and the Son came up and,
So Russell,
I don't think he killed for the daddy.
So you got two daughters. I got three sons.
Okay.
Two daughters. Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl.
One boy.
I seen the baby right there.
He has a baby?
Well, this is what I say. This is what black folks say.
He's eight.
He's eight.
Oh, that's the boy that was doing all the...
That's Roy's baby. We not going to do that. But...
Put him outside.
Okay. If Roy's...
get him a German Shepherd.
Let him live in a tent. Roy, he'll be more grateful to you.
We got
to
say...
I'm telling you.
Lil Roy going to be like, that's Danny. We're going to do whatever for Daddy. And you got two? Mm-hmm. And I have three boys, and you have two daughters.
Right.
All of us sitting here on the panel, all our children are going to be like, we're going to protect daddy, 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 mommy.
No, my daughters were on their own. My 6 foot tall daughter, she's white, moved straight to Compton when she moved down here.
She likes you.
And you know what I said?
She likes you.
No, she goes, it's not the same Compton as when you grew up really big.
That is true.
Here's a red sweatshirt. Let me know how that shit turns out. Pop, pop, pop. Go ahead. She lived there for 7 years. She fucking loved Compton. And guess what? She even moved to White Street.
Oh,
I said, that shit's not going to save you off of Londra.
Little Roy.
No, they're on their own.
He'd be like, that's Danny. 22, 23, 21, that's Danny.
But some men, when they get remarried, are not cool to their kids that they had with the first wife. Some men are not all-inclusive.
Well, I was married.
They're
going to
raise them and do this shit. Some men are not like that.
Either the mom. That's why you have wicked stepmoms.
Yep. I had that situation.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I had one of those.
That's what I'm saying about this situation.
You're a fighter. You got to have one, though. You can't.
I got to have a story.
You got to have a story. Yeah, you got to have a story. Russ, OG, you got two?
Two and two baby mamas.
Two baby mamas. So, nice. FICA and then two baby mamas. You got three people that want your bread. Oh, one motherfucker going to get your bread, and the other two going to get your bread.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a song about it.
Right? That's a song. And you're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to chill because... I might murder one of these three.
Well, I'm not going to talk on that, but...
Yeah. Well, you ain't got to talk about it. But you feel it, though, right?
This is being recorded.
This is being recorded.
But you know what song I was listening to on the way up here? Beat My Pussy Up. And I was like, wow.
That's a song?
It's a slow song.
That's a rap song. It's a song, right? Who sang it?
It was actually Paula's wedding song.
The only way I could say it was T Live Crew. That would be the only way that would be.
It's my anniversary song.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Frida Dykeman.
No, seriously, that's what I heard.
Do you think he really did it, OG?
Who, OJ?
No, no, just at that time, mentally.
At the time, I thought he did it.
You thought he did it?
I thought he did it.
So Mark Thurman never came in your head.
Furman.
Whoever he is.
You're thinking Keith Thurman.
No. Mark that Furman. Motherfucker. Come on. Tell the truth.
No, I didn't even think about Mark Furman.
Great. He did it.
You think what? He did it, OG? Oh. OG ain't said on the whole podcast. You think he did it, OG?
I do. I think he's a little messed up.
You could stab someone with gloves spinning like that.
I think he's a little messed
up. Eddie, how many fucking people have you tried to stab with tight gloves?
They don't even fit.
Yeah, I mean,
Eddie, it's not
even
gardening;
that.
It's
that's
murder.
That's theatrics. That's Hollywood.
Did
shit
you
right
think
there.
He did it?
No, I thought the Son did it. Especially when they said the Son knew how to cut up meat, I was like, oh, okay.
I know what you're about to say, Roy. I know what you're about to say.
What am I about to say?
You like wait, on the fence, wait, but wait. You don't really think OJ did it.
You
on the fence?
I'm more the like. I wouldn't run. I wouldn't do all that shit. If you did all that other crap.
Because you a fighter. You a fighter.
That makes you.
Look
but
at
what
that.
If you're a celebrity? Because he was.
Now that, look at the Son in that picture.
Look at the Son.
He looks like a killer.
No, he looks like he's over it. To me, as a mother, he looks like I'm over this shit.
Nice jacket.
The baby or the father?
The baby. He looks like I'm over this shit. I'm fucking smiling.
He didn't have to run, man. He had enough people he knew in this town. It's not like you if you'd have been in trouble. OJ didn't have
but celebrity does come with I mean, you might be like scrambling in your head. Look, I'm not sitting here. I don't know what the fuck happened. But if he's that much of a celebrity, not only to black culture, white people love that motherfucker.
He hurts. Okay? He's hurt.
So maybe he was like, just in his celeb, I got to keep this.
His son does look a little cuckoo in those photos.
The image up. Am I wrong about that?
No. One thing about me, about Grady, if you agree or disagree, it ain't personal. All I said was, this is what I said. The white boy with the mullet, he looked
Mark Furman, guilty. You're talking about.
He looked guilty.
Listen, Furman,
you're talking Furman to somebody who has a mullet over there.
That's all I'm saying.
I think Furman was more going down the road of going, man, they might find some other shit on me. Like, you know what I'm like? Like, oh, you got my hand different. In the cookie. Oh.
Thank you, Roy.
Furman got some shit. No, I'm not absolving him from shit, but he didn't kill. OJ killed. He did.
You think he killed? Yeah. You think he killed the girl?
I think OJ's, I mean, also OJ, since she's been dead, I mean, just the way he's acted, if he really cared, he would act differently.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think you would feel that way if he didn't do the book?
No, I did. When it happened, I thought I did. I mean, it just, also the running.
The book of if I did, I'm like,
yeah,
that's,
if I did.
Wow.
Okay. I appreciate also, it.
He does always say goofy shit, though. I'm not coming back to L.A. There's a killer on the loose out there. I'm like, wow. Remember he just said that like a month ago.
Yeah, he did.
Listen, I mean, I lean more toward what Paula says because, you know.
You think his son did it?
Yeah, he's never going to snitch on his son.
Never.
That so everybody has a flank guy.
Would you snitch on your son?
Never. My kids never. Look just, and they never. Talk just like me. So.
Right, and you cut up a bitch like a piece
see,
of chicken.
I think
you
ain't fucking snitch. I think you'll take care of OJ.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. You care about your kids.
I believe that.
Cares about OJ.
But I think he does care about OJ and his celebrity. The celebrity point is all I'm talking about here.
But the thing is he was found not guilty, so just deal with it, live with it, so let it go. You
God, and I thought we came here to talk about abortions.
It's the same thing. Let's play it like this. You got two daughters. He has a son.
No, I got a son and a daughter.
Little Roy gonna do whatever to protect daddy. For you're Superman. I'm Superman. You're Super Mama. No. Well, you're Wonder Woman.
No.
To your daughters.
Nope. They hated me.
To their boyfriends.
See, can I tell you something about my two white daughters? They saw Precious and was like, okay. Like, bitch, you are so fucking worse than that. I can't tell you how many knockdown, drag out fights.
That's because you honestly, you don't give a fuck.
Right.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
But also, kids should be outside, and then the minute they turn of age where they can use their hands, but, put them in a factory and make them work. That's
but
all I'm
you
saying.
Don't, but you don't.
I'm sorry, your kid is jumping around like he's having the time of his life, but it's time to work in a factory.
All four of us sit on the panel.
He's probably a TikTok star, right?
If we would bring nephew in here, and I'd be like, who do you like, Superman or Daddy? Lil Roy going to say, Daddy is Superman. I guarantee you. I could tell the way he was monitoring the sun when the sun was caught, you know, doing cartwheels right here. Roy Nelson did like this, chill. Without saying chill, he said, and the baby stopped doing
cartwheels. I didn't even see that. I thought that was Russell's white kid. He did it right there.
I said, oh, that's a father.
My grandkid.
I said, he's a daddy.
I was like, how did he get this little kid that came off of the beach?
I'm going to get a little blonde grandkid.
So the baby is doing cartwheels all the way from the kitchen to the foyer to the den. He did like this, chill. The baby said, you know what, I'm going to chill. That's a daddy.
No, Roy, here's kind of father Roy is.
That's an absentee father. He didn't see shit. We're looking
right
at
there. I'm saying right there. I'm saying right there.
This guy didn't see shit.
Roy took his son to jujitsu, too. His son's doing jujitsu.
Okay.
And his son was in a class with only maybe about 7 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Roy's son, being from this genetic pool, was beating the shit out of those 7 kids. So Roy was like, well, this ain't going to help him. So he took him to a different school that had about 30 kids, older kids, bigger kids. And he said, now go get, no, kick his ass. Somebody go kick his ass. And everybody was kicking his son's ass. And he was like, now you're going to learn.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah, he's like a throwback to a real dad.
I get it. When he did like this.
And then I gave him
just
a little
beat, reward. Beat his ass yourself.
You gave him a little reward, right? You did like this. He did like this. I seen you do like this. But like, chill.
Uh-huh.
Stop flipping in the house. He did like this. He just, then the boy just stopped. He ain't flipped no more. And I'm
that might not even be his son. He might have picked that motherfucker up on the corner somewhere. You don't know what these Mexicans are selling lately. They sell all kinds of shit. Can we get a job? No. Here, have a white kid. They don't fucking eat this.
Harry, here, have a white kid. See, Eddie, you want a kid? Paula's got the hookup.
I got the hookup.
Paula's got the hookup.
From Jalisco with the drones.
Y'all got a beer. When you say Jalisco, I'm like, yo, they got a beer. Right?
Estrella.
There you go. Yeah, they got a beer.
Star.
It's like water beer, but it'll catch up on you, right?
It's lager.
There you go. It's soft.
I took Eddie into the woods. He sucked back so many lagers.
In the woods you took him? And he didn't chop anything down or move or trim shit? That's amazing.
I just wanted to get an Eddie sucking a lager joke.
Oh my God. That's why we should save the forest, by the way. Okay? Save the trees. Because
that's what this episode is about.
They want to save the bears. They don't want to save the trees.
No, fuck that. All those backwoods motherfuckers came out and stormed the Capitol. That's because you chopped down those fucking trees. Those motherfuckers were in there happy, fucking shooting deer and shit. And you guys took all that shit away and fucking cut down the trees. And they're like, where do we go? The Capitol. Fuck that. Save the trees.
That
plant
is true.
Now,
who's dude on the thing?
That's Mark Furman.
That's Mark Furman.
That's the one you were talking about
but
for an hour.
Look at it. He got bags on his eye. He lie all day, 24/7. He like he's a liar. Russ, would you want that dude?
No, I don't trust that motherfucker
white.
Either.
Calm down. He just looks like an old white guy. He lies. He looks like... That's before Starbucks.
No, that motherfucker,
just
like he lies.
Looks like an L.A. police officer.
My blood guy's here.
What?
I just opened the gate for him.
What's the blood guy? We have to get blood for this fucking interview?
Well, there's something I haven't told you.
I'm getting nervous.
They said you were testing for COVID. I said, I'm fine. I got shot for rabies.
It's HIV that we're testing for now. After you done fucked these mics up,
he
Paula.
He got one bag under the eye that's huge,
I'm
and he got another bag
I'm
under the eye
lady.
That's minute.
I'm a lady.
Like, yo, he's
a lady.
He's
a
lady. Right? He's a charlatan. That's what he is.
God, you guys, this is like some kind of old school show. I mean, we were back in, what is this year? You
94,
know.
94.
Oh, God.
94.
You know, I like to.
Me and Roy graduated.
We were still in school.
Right?
I mean, in all fairness, this podcast is very non-directional. It's.
Okay. I thought we were supposed to top on everything that wasn't allowed.
Oh, no, you can definitely do that.
Oh, God.
Do you break dance?
Me too.
What? Me you? He's like, me too.
Roy was a really great guest today. He just
his ass off.
He's tired today, you know? Oh, that ain't the blood guy. That's the Crip guy. Anyway.
We all just sat here.
I just didn't know what to do. I was like, I'm looking at Russ.
Oh, my God. He
legit
Russell
is a Crip guy.
Russell, I have to tell you, I love your fucking... I mean, I have never been one to talk to the audience. I don't give a fuck. It's a room full of heads. But you make a point, and I watch every fucking show. You, when you talk to people, ask them their name and shit, you're the fucking genius at that shit.
Well, thanks, lady.
Yeah, that's about as nice as I get.
Well, I'll take it.
Yeah. But I did see you and Sebastian with sushi.
Yes, we did that a few months ago.
You eat sushi?
I love sushi.
I can't fuck.
And this is a show?
Grady, I'm telling you. Okay, why don't you like sushi? Because it's raw fish, right?
Yeah.
If I took you for sushi, I bet you I'd change you quick. You know I grew up around black people, and every motherfucker I grew up around is like, I ain't no damn sushi. I take it to my spot. They're like, yo, we going back to that sushi spot?
Really?
Every motherfucker.
Is it in Toronto or is it
out here in on La Cienega.
Really?
What is it called?
Koi. I go to Koi. It's my favorite.
Oh, you go to Koi. Yeah.
Let me know you want to go to Koi. I'll meet you there because
no, I'll take you
I
there.
Don't fuck with sushi.
Because
you got to deep fry it. You got to put lemon pepper. You got to put
deep fry it.
I'm telling you, son, if I took you there, you would be like, yo, I didn't know it could taste this fucking good.
I just don't fuck with the wasabi.
Hey,
I don't fuck with wasabi either.
Come on.
It's like there's good chicken and there's bad chicken. Same thing with sushi.
I've never heard of a bad
chicken. There's
some you just said to a black guy, you made it, you boiled it down.
There's a bad chicken.
Have you ever heard of a bad chicken?
Yeah, there's a bad chicken.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
There was bad chicken? And there's still black people there? Unbelievable.
It's Little Rock. How are they getting out?
Because Elvis wasn't a person. Wait, where was he from?
Even Memphis. Mississippi, actually.
Oh, Mississippi.
South Haven. So it's the same thing.
Do you know that Elvis never fucking went on any Euro tours because of his manager.
Why?
Really?
His manager, somebody joked with him. I don't know if it was one of the Beatles or somebody fucking said, hey, so your manager's getting 33%. Or maybe he goes, 33%? He's getting 60. That little fucking manager of his had some... Yes, he had some
Colonel
kind
Parker?
Of...
Colonel Parker?
I read a lot. He had some kind of fucking past, right? And he never got a passport. And that's why Elvis was fucking in that Elvis show in fucking Hawaii. Remember, that was the furthest that motherfucker had ever been.
Wow, he went to Toronto.
He did.
Yeah.
How did he get out of the country?
He went. Did type Elvis in Canada, Eddie?
Did he really? I didn't think. I never heard of him in Canada.
I believe he did Maple Leaf Gardens or something back in the day.
Mm. But he never did Europe.
2016,
can you believe
he was
that
there.
Shit?
Really?
Yeah.
No, 2000.
He's still alive.
It's bullshit.
30 years after his death, he went. Yeah, Maple Leaf Gardens,
yeah,
April 2nd, 1957.
They probably snuck him in over there. They probably drove that motherfucker there.
That thief motherfucker.
He couldn't fly anywhere.
We don't fuck with Elvis.
Yeah, but it was the 50s. You know how easy it was to cross the border back then?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He probably drove up because...
That looks like me. Look.
That do look like you.
Not the fat guy on the left. I mean, Elvis.
I didn't care about borders back then.
Right,
yeah. Look at that suit. I want to go see nobody.
And a gold,
gold suit. And the shoes, trash. How many kids he got?
Gold upon my neck.
Right?
Gold upon my mama.
Trash. That dude trash. We don't fuck with Elvis.
And he was a blonde dude.
And then he did Ottawa the next day. Wow.
He was an imposter.
This was a great episode.
His daughter married Michael Jackson.
This was a fun episode, wasn't it, guys?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was, but then again, you guys bored me to fucking tears.
This
episode.
That's
why we didn't let you drink.
This episode was brought to you by Paula Bell, a.k.a. Paula Bellend.
I only kiss the tip.
She's the funniest cocksucker here.
Yeah, Paula, funny.
In my past life.
Funniest cock kisser here. I want to thank Roy Big Country Nelson for not saying much today.
Right?
But he does all the speaking with his hands. I want to thank Ray Grady for representing Chi-Town. And,
yes, sir.
And I want to thank my baby mama, Paula Bell, for being here.
Yes, sir.
I ain't never had no Jew broad before.
Well, you come down to Columbia, fucker. I'll treat you real nice.
Thank you for...
That is south.
I told
that
you.
I told you, Roy.
You guys don't
with
think
it,
I'm good at accents. I can fucking do this beat. Shit.
Yeah, she's not from the south of America. She's from South America.
Yo no sé nada. Yo no sé nada, cabrón. No.
Thank you for checking out this episode of Culturally Canceled with me and my friends.
Thanks for watching TV with me and these fucking doofuses.
Oh, man. Greg Grady.
Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you like the podcast, please be sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about it. And if you didn't like it, go fuck yourself. And follow us on Instagram at Culturally Canceled and Culturally RP on Twitter. We're also on YouTube if you want to see what the backyard kind of looks like. You don't really see what the backyard looks like. You just see where my smoking section looks like. And you could probably sneak a peek in the house, you weirdo. Also, we have a phone line now, so call and leave a message. You can ask me about whatever you want to ask me about. Hip-hop, parenting, food, boxing, MMA, relationships, comedy, sex. I don't give a shit. Ask me whatever you want. And I'll do my best to answer your question. If you want to leave a message, the phone number is 424-666-1983. That's 424-666-1983. Until next week, I'm Russell Peters.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.